Mark Levin, Obama abused the black community more than any modern president. By Jeff Poor on July 31, 2020. During an appearance on Thursday's broadcast of Fox News Channel's Hannity, syndicated radio talker Mark Levin hammered former President Barack Obama for the eulogy he delivered earlier in the day at a funeral service for Representative John Lewis, DGA. Levin took particular issue with Obama's willingness to criticize the country under his predecessor President Donald Trump. But according to Levin, he had not extended a helping hand to the black community in his post-presidential life. Transcript as follows. Levin, you know, Sean, that speech by Obama reminded me of the good old days of Obama when he was a community activist hanging out with domestic terrorists. He was probably really getting into the, you know, Molotov cocktails, and all the rest, the good old days for Obama. You know, Obama has milked this country for everything it's worth. He's milked it for maximum power. He and his wife are now worth tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars, having sold their presidency after they left office. He gives the speeches now, and he's abused the black community more than any modern president that I'm aware of, or any modern politician for that matter. What exactly has this man done for the black community since he's been in the private sector? What did he do for the black community when he was president other than kill school choice in Washington, D.C.? I can tell you what Lincoln did for African Americans. I can tell you what Grant did. I can tell you what Eisenhower did. I can tell you what LBJ did. I can tell you what Donald J. Trump did, but I can't tell you what Obama did. Now, I want to educate Obama, the former law school professor, and all the leftist kooks out there, this country systemically racist? Let me tell you something, no country puts hundreds of thousands of men on the battlefield and lose them in a civil war to keep a union and end slavery. The equivalent of 4 million men lost their lives to end slavery. That's a little bit more than Barack Obama has done or LeBron James. Let's go over it quickly. Civil Rights Act of 1866, does that sound like a country systemically racist? I don't have time to get into what every one of these acts did, but people can look them up. Civil Rights Act of 1871, Civil Rights Act of 1875, Civil Rights Act of 1957, Civil Rights Act of 1960, liberals, follow along. Civil Rights Act of 1964, Civil Rights Act of 1965, Civil Rights Act of 1968, Civil Rights Act of 1990, Civil Rights Act of 1991. We have Supreme Court decisions, 1948, Shelley v. Kramer, 1954, Brown v. Board of Education, 1962, Bailey v. Peterson. This is what I would have said at John Lewis' funeral. 1967, Loving v. Virginia. 1968, Jones v. Meyer. 1971, Griggs v. Duke Power. 1986, Paxton v. Kentucky. Now, here is what I didn't hear at the funeral when Obama was giving a Democrat left-wing kook speech: not a word about America's greatness. Not a word about how men in our military, black, white, brown, red, yellow, went off to beat Hitler, and Tojo, and Italy, fascist Italy, put their lives on the line, 400,000 of them died. Not a word about the men in Korea and Vietnam and Afghanistan and Iraq and our diverse, integrated military, not a damn word. Not a word about the thousands murdered in our city every year. 7,500 black people, mostly 90% by other black people, including in his city of Chicago. Didn't bring it up once. Not a word about the nuclear family and personal responsibility and opportunity. Not a single uplifting word for the country that made him rich and made him president and made him powerful. Rather than saying, look at what I've done with my life. Look at what I've become. Look at all the people trying to pour over our border legally and illegally. Of all races, from the third world, south of the border, from the continent of Africa, from the Far East, from the Middle East, from all over the world, why are they trying to come here? Because of George Wallace and Bull Connor? This guy, they want to run against George Wallace and Bull Connor. Well, I would say this to President Trump: you've got a quasi-Bull Connor and a quasi-George Wallace, his name is Joe Biden. And Joe Biden bragged about working with James Eastland and Stennis, two white segregationists and racists from Mississippi. He bragged about working with other segregationists. Joe Biden has said nasty, bigoted things throughout his life despite the Praetorian Guard left-wing media that protects him and his bubble in his basement, and all the rest of it. The fact of the matter is, I know this, Donald Trump at the private sector hired thousands of black Americans. Tell me, today, the very wealthy Obamas, how many black Americans have they hired? How many black Americans have they helped? How many black Americans did Biden hire? None, few. This president hired thousands during the past century career in the private sector. And as president of the United States, what did he get? 7-8% of the black community. And yet what has he done in the black community? 1,000 times more than Obama ever dreamed of doing. So Obama gives a good pastor-like speech, but when the rubber hits the road, he's nowhere to be found. That's it. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.